It's a good thing I don't own a gun, Dr. Danielle Bordeaux said, as she batted at the Satan-spawned horsefly, busily driving her insane. I think a fly swatter would do the trick, said Claire Bellegarde, the woman sharing Danny's office. A really big one. Danny stopped writing again and glared at the insect. I'm not sure an Uzi would do the trick on this thing. She'd been all over the world, but there was something about Africa that seemed to make the flies bigger and more aggressive. I thought you were a pacifist. Turning back to her writing, Danny decided to ignore that, as well as the snicker that came with it. In general, she was. But she harbored a deep hatred of bugs, no matter how many legs or wings they had. Even butterflies weren't above suspicion. Tell me what you missed the most today, Claire asked. Air conditioning, Danny said, with a small smile, knowing she was being distracted. How Claire managed to stay cheerful in the worst circumstances amazed her. She was obnoxiously upbeat. Yesterday, you missed chocolate the most. What was the day before? She didn't hesitate. Flushing toilets. Danny shook her head. Claire had one of those memories, the kind that came in handy most of the time, but could be a destructive weapon when she was pissed. What's the name of this village again? Claire stood at the back of the tent, cataloging slides and samples. She paused and then spelled it out. I can never pronounce it correctly. This time, the CDC had sent them to a village in South Guinea, Africa, to investigate and eradicate a strand of the Ebola virus that had ravaged the inhabitants of the area. It was day 28 of a 30-day stint. The Ebola was gone, and Danny and her team were ready to go home for some rest. Although the infected had been symptom-free for 2 weeks, they had lost nearly half the village. Something Danny couldn't get past. She was a doctor, dammit, and ridiculous as it was, and unrealistic, she took each death personally. I want a real bath, not a bucket shower, but hot water in an actual tub with bubbles and some chilled white wine, and maybe a hot guy who desperately wants to shave my legs for me, Claire said. That sounds like heaven. Danny stood to stretch some of the kinks out of her lower back when they heard the yelling, raw and intense. Terrified. All the hair stood up on her arms, and her heart rate sped up at the screaming. What the hell? She shot a look at her friend and stepped outside. The sun was starting its descent, but the light outside was still good. A small breeze kicked up dust and blew the smell of cooking meat toward her. She hoped to God that it wasn't more fruit bats. That plague was helping spread Ebola from village to village. Tests had proven that bats from this area tested positive for the virus. Danny, we have to go, Travis Millett panted as he skidded to a stop next to her. He was out of breath from running, and sweat dripped from under his bush hat down the sides of his tanned face. Travis was one of the best contact tracers the CDC employed and had been with Danny and Claire for several deployments now. He had the uncanny ability to find all friends and relatives that may have come into contact with infected patients, usually within 24 hours, which was vital for containment. Deep breaths, she said. Reaching out, she touched his shoulder as he brought himself under control. Two of the village women stumbled past, knocking into Danny in their haste. She stumbled to the side, but stayed upright. One of the women was crying, and the other's eyes were wide in shock. A child wailed in the distance. Villagers were running in all directions, the panic evident. What happened? Rebels from Sierra Leone are crossing the river. They're looking for the white doctors infecting the people. Oh, shit, Claire said. How much time do we have? Travis bent over at the waist, with his hands on his hips, still breathing hard. Not long. We have to leave. Now. Everything inside was urging her to run. Panic was infectious, but she had to stay calm and rational. We've dealt with this kind of superstition before.